a living at birthday trivia, but as interns go, I think you did very fine.
I gave it my all today.
Can you give me an update on the U.S. Open?
Number two, sometimes you're all.
Can you give me an update on the U.S. Open?
That's true.
Can you give me an update on the U.S. Open?
Here's an update. Martin Keimer's killing everybody.
Okay.
How about that?
Martin.
Still up 8 strokes.
Tyler, can you give me an update on the U.S. Open? Come back to me in a minute when you know it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
This just in?
Yes.
Martin Keimer's killing everybody.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Thank you very much. Is that Sergio Garcia?
Sergio Garcia
is playing out of the crap, and then he did not respond well. Now his ball is deeper in the crap. Wow, Serge. Come on, Serge. You know Serge?
Guess what?
You ready, Matty? I didn't know if you were done awarding great location. Yeah, it's Roger what? Did mention where he is. He'll be calling in again later on, Roger Scott of our staff. Tyler's going to get us a PGA U.S. Open update here in a minute.
I think Tyler's the kind of guy that could actually give you one and make it make sense.
No question, because he is a Sagittarius. He likes long, slow walks on the beach, and he also can sing you a heck of a tune.
You know what I like? A lot of things, but one of those things is movies. And the summer movie season is underway. And it's always interesting to see what new and fresh ideas we'll be rolling out each week. Sure, that can be fun. But remember, just a few short years ago, oh, say 2010, 2012, oh, now, those were the great summers at the theaters, weren't they? Why can't this summer be more like those summers? Well, fortunately, somebody up there must be looking down on us, because this weekend we get not one, but two movies that will have you saying, "Hey, are these the good old days?" As if I need to remind you, those good old days of summer were movies back in 2012, when it was the golden age of cinema, and our movies were original. By original, I mean based off mediocre 80s television shows. That's right, who can forget 21 Jump Street? Those were the days when the brightest stars shined, and now those golden days are back with the cleverly titled 22 Jump Street.
Starring Pat Bradley, old number 22.
Returning to light up the screen once again are the darling duo of Channing Tatum and Oscar-nominated Jonah Hill. I noticed that Jonah has taken an interesting and unique approach to marketing his latest project. He decided 22 Jump Street would get that added box office boost by going on The Tonight Show and tearfully apologizing for using a schoolyard insult that almost every boy used at one point or another by the sixth grade. This being an R-rated comedy, I just hope he made sure they left any of that offensive homophobic nonsense on the cutting room floor. Now, if your nostalgia bug wasn't tickled enough, let's go back in time even further. I'm talking all the way back in time when people were deleting their MySpace accounts and focusing more on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, I'm talking back in 2010. Well, our next new movie out this week is another film with a title that I'm sure a room full of people who get paid a lot more than us do spent coming up with it. How to Train Your Dragon 2 picks up where the first How to Train Your Dragon movie left off and tries to answer all those questions we spent the last 4 years pondering about. Like, what happened after the credits roll? Does the dragon stay trained? Does the main character develop some sort of weird human-dragon sexual relationship?
No.
And does the dragon give birth to human babies like some sort of reverse Game of Thrones?
Come on.
Do the logistics of the whole situation work? And wait, aren't they both guys? So how does that work? And can they legally get married? And if not, is it because they're both guys or because of the species barrier? Well, anyways, hopefully you'll be able to find all that this weekend, and that's the Matty T Minute.
Oh, what is wrong with you, son? I don't know how you got this way. We need to get your father on. Maybe he can explain it.